submissions on the proposed south and water and land plan. Anything to report from the officers team?
Nothing today.
No. All right, so we turn to hear from the submitters, and the first submitter on my list is G&R Black. Morning, welcome. Just come up to this table here, which is for the submitters. Thanks very much for coming in and for putting in your original submission, which we have read, so you don't need to read that to us. But we'd very much appreciate it if you could highlight your key points for us, and then we may have questions for you after that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you, Graham Black. Part of Rule 13, discharging subsurface drainage systems. It's got to be allowable because the cost of block tiles is too great for us to wear, and lost production from the land that it's affected, and the surface water off runoff from the sediment runoff, basically, and stock losses and all the rest of it that go with it. So it has to be a short clean of drains is better than prolonged surface water running.
Yeah.
Rule 20, farming. Farm plans, to me, are good things, but in my experience, I've been farming for 40 years, and my management plans basically change within the air when you get bad weather and all the rest of it. They've got to be kept flexible and reasonably simple, but I think they're a good tool. And I think they should be used more rather than consents. The word consents worries me. The need to minimise as many consents as possible. The cost of applying for them is too great for us to wear. I see in the newspaper that it's $1,350 to apply for a consent. That's outrageous, really. The consent forms should be that simple that the person processing them should be able to do them in an air, cost of $50. If you have to charge at all, I'd prefer them to consents. If you need consents, there's no cost for applying for it. The cost to the farmer for submitting a consent form is probably great on itself without having to pay for it as well. Management tool plans would be a far better tool. You can actually know what people are doing without having to have consents. Rule 22, we've got to be allowed to change our farming practice. At present, our wool's worth about $2.30 a kilogram. Beginning to be unsustainable farming at that, unless we increase our stocking rates. Yeah, we currently run around 14 sheep stock units to the heat deer. To utilise, we should really be over 20 stock units to pay for all their costs and to keep up with the dairy industry. The feed intake would be about the same as 1 cow per, or 2.5 cows per hectare. If we were running over 20 sheep stock units to the hectare, we've tried to keep our stocking rate down for the environment thing, but if costs go up, we'll have to find some way of making more money. The other one was Rule 23, intensive winter grazing. To me, in the right place is winter grazing. If somebody's doing it correctly, well, there shouldn't be a limit on them, because the alternative would probably be worse for the environment if they wintered in the wrong places. So I think that's something that needs to be looked at very closely, and putting a set area on how much winter grazing you can do on a particular farm. Some farms are well suited for it and others aren't. But yeah, making rules, laws, because Southland is so varied, it's very hard to do that, and I'm very worried about that sort of thing, because just need somebody that doesn't know too much about something driving past on the road. They see something that they think's wrong, it might not exactly, but they might be breaking the one rule slightly, but the alternative at that particular time could be worse for the environment. We make the best choices we can for the environment, for the stock, all that at the time, depending on weather, all that sort of thing. And rules to me, or laws, are very hard. You could find yourselves in a situation that you have to prosecute somebody for something that you don't want to because of the circumstances at the time. That's why they have to be very, very well thought out, very diverse, basically, to counter for all the different aspects, the weather, the land, because Southland is such a varied land types and topographies, and the weather, as you all know, can change so quickly that we've got to have be able to make the right decisions at the right times to actually minimise impact on the environment. I've all been farming. I've been farming for 40 years, and all you do is to try and minimise the impact on the environment and look after your stock. Spending a whole lot of time in the office doing consents and management plans is actually, to me, is detrimental to the actual implementing the best practices for the environment. So that's about all I've got to say.
Right, thanks very much for that. I'll see if we have questions for you. Or we might start hearing this.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think you've covered the points you've raised in your submission, and you explained them, so I'm quite happy with what you've said. Thank you.
Thank you.
Just a point of clarification, you principally sheep, or do you do some winter grazing, or tell us a little bit about your operation?
We're principally sheep. We have beef cattle, not too many. We did do winter cow grazing for a few years. We don't do that anymore at the moment. And not to say that we won't in the future, because wool prices down, and we're always looking for different options. But we have done up to 700 cows winter grazing in the past. It's fine to me, but it's certainly not as good as sheep on the ground in some of our winters.
Right, okay. Thank you for that.
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Black. how often do you clean your tile drains? Is it just as it needs be?
As it needs be, yes. Yes.
In the last couple of years, what's the...
You might do one or two a year. Mm-hmm. I think it would be, yes.
And how do you do that, water blasting? Or?
At the present, we just dig them up and replace any broken tiles.
Mm-hmm.
We have pretty good pre-draining tiles, basically.
Normally do that in the summer or a dry period?
Yeah, try to, yes. Yeah. Yep.
Mm. So in a normal course of that activity, if all runs well, there's no sediment discharge normally?
Very little. As long as there's always a wee bit because you're disturbing the tile drain, but very little, yes.
Mm. Do other farmers water blast or use other systems for cleaning?
They do, yes. Mm. Yeah. It's getting more common now, yes.
Yeah, I'm just not familiar with the process.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thanks. Can I just take that a little bit further? Can you describe what effect on it? So you clean out your tile drain, you spray it, you use a pressure hose or something on it to flush out the sediment, and that goes into a drain or an open drain or a stream, I'd imagine. Is that right, or is it?
Normally, yes.
Right. So
eventually, most of them go. I've got very little open drains on my property, so most of them are tiled, particularly most all the way.
And presumably that would cause an obvious change in the colour of the clarity of the open drain or the stream that it's discharged to?
It would do for a small time,
What sort of time period would be normal?
Probably 12 years.
Oh, okay. And how far downstream would that normally?
Never really looked. Depends on how clean the creek that it's running into goes. Yeah, if it's got a lot of weed in it, well, it won't go far at all.
Yeah.
If it's been cleaned recently, well, it could go for quite a wee way.
Yeah. Yeah, we've had a few people submit on that. It's just a matter of knowing how to change the rule to make it acceptable too as a cleaning practice, but also not having too much of an adverse effect.
For the short time that there's any sediment there, I can't see it having any adverse effect anyway, basically.
Okay. The other thing, you say at the end of your submission that allowing noxious weeds such as gorse and broom to get out of control will have a significant impact on the water quality. Can you elaborate on that in terms of what effect it has on water quality?
Basically, it's just the rubbish that it drops into the water. You get gorse and it starts to die off. There's always rubbish dropping into the water, basically, at all times. Plus, seeds get spread rapidly through the water.
Okay, so it's the dead branches and stuff like that gets in, is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, thanks very much.
Thank you, Mr. Black. I have no further questions for you, but thanks very much for coming in.
Very good, thank you.
Anthony Christie.